If the government workforce shrinks, as President Trump says he thinks it should, then agencies need to make sure the people they do have are top-notch. To help improve their chances, they've got to up the recruiting game. And for some ideas on how to do that, Tim McManus, Chief Operating Officer at the Partnership for Public Service. Tim, good to have you back.
Great to be back, Tom.
And you have just issued advice for agencies on using data and other techniques to improve the front end of all of this hiring on recruitment. Tell us what you've come up with.
Yeah, so we just released a report with or issue brief with LinkedIn on posting and pursuing improving federal hiring using data and targeted recruitment, and those two pieces of the phrase are actually key: data and then targeted recruitment. I think ultimately, you know, the Partnership for Public Service is pleased that the federal hiring freeze has been lifted from the administration. Agencies are tasked with trying to figure out now how to go about and achieve their missions with the workforce that they have, but also where they're going to have to fill in with new folks as well. And particularly if budgets are tight, they're going to have to make sure that they're doing that in a really targeted way. Tom, the first piece of that is really through the use of data. And part of that data that we've looked at before is data inside of the agency itself. What type of skill sets do your employees have? What are the missing skill sets that you may need? The data that we're talking a little bit here is more around the talent pool itself, which is where are the people that actually have the necessary skills and attributes that you're actually looking for. So, for instance, in the current environment, cybersecurity professionals, it would not be, you know, too far-fetched to say that a lot of agencies are going to be looking for cybersecurity professionals. So rather than just putting something on USA Jobs, a post and pray mentality, or just working with colleges and universities, how do you use data to figure out what colleges and universities and where those cybersecurity professionals land? And I think some of that you can use through some of the new data mining tools that are part of USA Jobs, but there are other sources like LinkedIn and other things that can be used to identify what the pool is so that you're actually fishing in the right pool. It doesn't make a lot of sense, for instance, to do college university visits in my home state of Wisconsin, for instance, if those schools aren't producing a lot of cybersecurity professionals. Instead, you want to concentrate those efforts in areas like Los Angeles and Baltimore and D.C., where there are both a lot of schools who are producing those cybersecurity folks, but also where there's a good number of cybersecurity professionals already in the workforce as well.
Yes, I'm looking at that figure. And also, as another example, you show federal auditors, of which there are 562 were hired in 2016. And it shows that Washington, D.C. actually does have a lot of those, but also New York and Houston for people that qualified for federal auditing jobs.
Yeah, and again, I think, Tom, to that point, if you're looking for federal auditors, you know, target your search again to where those professionals are either just coming out of college and university as entry level, but, you know, not all of government's hiring is entry level as well. And if we're looking for more seasoned professionals, there's data that a lot of sources can provide that will show actually where those pools of professionals may lie. And again, the federal auditor workspace, you know, Houston, Texas is one of the big places. Clearly, New York City, as a financial hub, again, a pretty robust population of auditor professionals as well.
So once you know where to pursue, you still have to post. And so what is the advice for how to post? Say, okay, I'm going to look in Houston for auditors or Baltimore for cyber people. Then what?
Yeah, so I think it's more than just post. So yes, you have to post. I think, and we've talked a lot in the past about ensuring that your posting is, you know, accurate and it's appealing, and so that the audience actually sees that this is something that they really want to do. And that's where it's really important that it's not just on HR to actually develop the posting, but working really directly with the hiring manager to say, what is this job really about? And let's make it compelling and appealing to the job seeker itself. But it's also going then to local sources of talent in those areas. So let's use the federal auditors again in Houston as our example. It's not good enough simply to put something in the newspaper or get it on the radio in Houston. But what are you doing to work with colleges, again, if it's on the entry-level side of things, what are you doing directly with colleges and universities in and around the Houston area to actually attract those folks who have the auditor background skills? And again, the other thing is, whether you're looking for entry-level or not, we forget that a lot of people have gone to college university, Port recently saying that the college degree is the equivalent of a high school degree now. So a lot of folks have gone to college and universities. Colleges and universities keep track of their alums pretty well as well. So don't just look at professors and career services as your entree into colleges and universities, but also look at alumni groups as well. So work with the colleges and universities. If there are, is, in fact, again, as this data shows, a high number of federal auditor professionals or auditor professionals in Houston, look at what type of maybe professional organizations are in Houston as well that attract auditors, and look for some of your more seasoned folks through those networks as well.
We're speaking with Tim McManus. He's Chief Operating Officer at the Partnership for Public Service. And I wanted to get back to the language used to post a job, whether it's on LinkedIn or any of the other numerous sites or maybe auditor sites. The modern day language of job postings, just in the way they reflect the modern day workplace outside of the government, uses very different language and norms. There's a great deal more, say, informality, perhaps, than there might have been. And you look at federal job postings, and they sound like you're going to join the KGB or something sometimes.
Yeah, Tom, I think you're exactly right. I mean, one of my pet peeves with federal job postings that I see pretty frequently say that the incumbent or the vacancy, and when I think of incumbent, again, I think of, you know, those running for political office. When I think of vacancies, that's something that I think about when I'm trying to book a hotel, not when I'm trying to find a job. So those are little pet peeves of mine, but I think ultimately you're right, is that we have to make these appealing and attractive to the job seeker. And, you know, that's where, again, HR is not responsible alone for developing those postings. They have to work with the hiring managers. Managers need to look and think and say, what is it about my everyday job that really makes me want to come into work? What's the impact that I'm really creating? And actually focus on some of that stuff up front. Yeah, you have to deal with the day-to-day, what the job entails, but look at it through the eyes of those who are doing it. Oftentimes they'll tell you something that's a lot different than what you see on an average posting.
And something that's not maybe covered in this report, but I think would be relevant here, is shouldn't you have your hiring authorities' ducks in row ahead of posting so that if someone does take you up on the offer to at least be interviewed, you're ready to move fast when you
Absolutely,
see the person you want?
We talk about this a little bit in this issue brief about the hiring authorities that agencies have available to them. And again, I think you need to actually really think about what are the potential hiring authorities that I can use even before it's posted. So as soon as you begin to look at filling some jobs and some roles in your agencies, think about the different hiring authorities that you have available to you and how you might use those. And you don't need to use a single one for a posting either, but think about what type of authority you'd like to bring somebody in with. And then from there, you're going to model the rest of your recruitment activity around that.
Because the worst thing would be to say, yeah, you're great, you'd fit in, you have the qualifications. We'll let you know in 6 months.
Yes. Yeah. Tom, the other thing I think that this points out too, which I'd like to make sure that listeners understand as well, is and it is something that's posted in here, and OPM has talked about it before as well, is some myths and realities, and I think we've pointed out a couple of them in here, and it's important to kind of understand what is reality and what is myth as you're going through this process as well. And one of them that frequently comes to mind is that inviting people to apply for jobs violates the merit system's principles. And, again, the truth that we've identified in here is that there's no statute or regulation that says you can't invite people to apply for your job or your posting. Clearly, they're still going to have to go through some type of screening and competitive process more than likely. But if you find candidates that you like at a job fair, at a networking reception, and you've got jobs available, say, hey, go and check this out and invite them to apply. Send them the link and invite them to apply. There's nothing that prohibits you from doing that.
All you have to do is say, look, there's no guarantee here, but you have a good chance, so you should apply.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're going to get that report out. We'll link to it from our website. Tim McManus is Chief Operating Officer of the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll have a link to Post and Pursue, that issue briefing, and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.